WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like you're one step away from exploding? You know that feeling when traffic is jammed, your Wi-Fi crashes at the worst possible moment, or that coworker just won't stop talking about their weekend trip again. Yeah, anger and frustration, they're part of the human experience. But here's the thing, my friends, we don't have to be ruled by them. Welcome back to The Balanced Stoic, where we dive into practical wisdom for a happier, more fulfilling life. Today, we're tackling those fiery emotions, anger and frustration. Because let's face it, in today's fast-paced world, with its constant notifications, endless deadlines, and social media pressure cooker, staying calm can feel like an Olympic sport. But trust me, mastering your emotional responses isn't just about avoiding tantrums, although that's a nice bonus. It's about living a more intentional, fulfilling life. So, how do we navigate those moments when our inner volcano threatens to erupt? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you stay cool under pressure. First, recognize your triggers. What sets you off? Is it specific people, situations, or even thoughts? Once you know your triggers, you can start anticipating them and developing coping strategies. It's like knowing the cheat codes in a video game, you're already one step ahead. Think about it like this. Do you have that friend who always brings drama to every gathering? Or maybe there's a certain topic that makes your blood pressure rise faster than a rocket launch. Identifying these triggers is the first step towards managing them. Second, don't react instantly. Take a deep breath seriously, inhale for a count of 4, hold it for 4, exhale for 4. This simple act can help calm your nervous system and give you a moment to think before you react impulsively. Imagine yourself as a superhero with the power to pause time. You have a split second to decide whether to unleash a fire response or channel your inner Zen master. Third, reframe your thoughts. When anger flares up, our minds tend to jump to negative conclusions. Instead of thinking this is unfair, try saying this is challenging, but I can handle it. It's like switching the channel on the TV, you have the power to choose what you focus on. Fourth, find healthy outlets for your frustration. Bottling up anger is like holding a pressure cooker lid on too tight. Eventually, something's gotta give. Exercise, write in a journal, listen to music, whatever helps you release the pent-up energy in a constructive way. Think of it as venting without the drama. And finally, practice forgiveness. Holding on to grudges only hurts you in the long run. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning hurtful behavior, it means releasing yourself from the emotional burden it carries. Let go of the anger and resentment. It's like taking a weight off your shoulders, freeing you to move forward with more clarity and peace. Let me tell you about a time when I put these strategies into practice. Picture this. I'm rushing to get ready for an important meeting, but my car won't start. My brain instantly starts screaming, "This is the worst day ever." But then, I remembered the Stoic principles we're talking about. I took a few deep breaths, reminded myself that this was just a temporary setback, and focused on finding a solution. I called a friend for a ride, and ended up having a great conversation while we waited. Even though the situation was frustrating, by staying calm and reframing my thoughts, I managed to turn a potentially disastrous morning into a surprisingly positive experience. T. It's all about perspective. When you can navigate those moments of anger and frustration with calmness and intentionality, you create space for more joy, more clarity, and ultimately, a more balanced life. So, what are you waiting for? Take action today. Identify your triggers, practice those deep breaths, reframe your thoughts, find healthy outlets for your energy, and don't forget to forgive. Remember, every day is a fresh start. Choose to approach it with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of Stoic wisdom. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of calmness in their life. Leave us a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. We're building a community here. First, let's support each other on this journey towards emotional mastery. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.